This is the Don and Mike Show.
Got to set these up. Here's the White House press corps yelling at the tool standing up there about Cheney shooting the guy.
Is it appropriate for the vice president to have waited 14 hours after the incident before he spoke with local law enforcement officials?
Who informed Mr. Roe? Was it Andy Card? Was it somebody else?
What were your concerns about a hunting accident if the vice president was there?
When the vice president travels, does he bring with him any special medical group given his heart condition?
Do you think it reflects a feeling in the country that this just doesn't pass the sniff test?
So, hold on, it goes on. Then you have the press secretary, Scott McClellan, right? Now, please listen carefully. This is one of his answers. He's going to blame the guy that Cheney shot for getting shot and not telling them he was shot. Let's roll that, please.
She pointed out that the protocol was not followed by Mr. Whittington when it came to notifying the others that he was there.
Blame the poor guy that got shot.
Ask a hunter. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. Ask a hunter.
And then, finally, we just want to play this again.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You, baby.
Baby. Oh, hold on a second. This goddamn thing.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Philly Big Boys.
They are very well spoken, Don and Mike.
I'm doing the show with one hand tied behind my back today with the lack of equipment.
You're basically losing controllers, right? I mean, everything that's supposed to be played can't be played.
And my ribs hurt.
You're still sore?
Yes, I'm still sore.
You're sore?
Although...
In the ribs?
The stitches will be dissolved by Saturday.
Which means that next week you will be able to wear your cowl.
My Batman cowl.
Your cowl.
My cowl.
Cowl.
And my car is going to be ready by the end of the week.
Wow. Well, I know that's going to make you very happy.
But it's all the people from the north bringing the vapors.
Oh, yeah. I know.
They're all bringing the vapors down here to South Florida.
They bring their South Florida weather. We have great weather, and they bring their northern vapors down here.
That's why I had to come to South Florida. I mean, I was in an accident back at home, a man in the icy conditions. That's why I said, I'm glad to be down here in Boca Vista.
I'm in Boca Vista, where I am sitting on my lanai with my sandals and black socks. Enjoying a 78-degree day.
Uh-huh.
Perfect weather.
Don and Mike Show, hello. You are on the air, I think. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
There you go. Okay, phones are up. Hi.
Are you, at that word that you were looking for, is that called remastered?
No.
No.
Can we please officially stop that? I think it's reinvented.
Reamed.
Anyway, John says we received over 300 emails.
Sure.
Reprise, retarded, revamp. Readaptation, reinterpretation, revisit, reincarnation, recycling, regurgitating, reprise, reissue, revive, reproduce, repackage, retelling. Ah!
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
That might be it.
That's the one that I've heard is the buzzword.
Retelling.
No, that's a retelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's
disappointing.
That's the one that I've seen.
That's disappointing.
That, like an Entertainment Weekly where they say, no.
Retelling.
No, King Kong is not, we're not remaking it. We're retelling it.
We're retelling the story?
Mm-hmm. That's
it. No, I don't think that's that fancy.
And that's what I was doing. I was retelling
the
story.
That ain't that fancy.
Retelling the story about how America
did
not get any ratings this year. Oh, the big decisions I must make.
Why
God, not? Such decisions. Do I buy the Arena League game for my Xbox? I'll leave that open to discussion later. Mm. But first, Mike, if I could ask you.
But first, get a good education.
If I could ask you.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have the apple of your eye? You wonder, that was your 8-year-old?
Well, I got to give you the backstory.
8-year-old or 10-year-old?
That's my 10-year-old that said it. But, you know, I love her to death, and she's a sweet kid. And they're really... I love traveling with them. I love taking them places. They're good kids, and I want to say that right up front.
Sure.
However, this past weekend, as a, I make an effort as a part-time dad, as a divorced father who sees his kids part-time, I make an effort to always have something planned and always, you know, make it kind of fun. Mm-hmm. After the homework's done, after, you know, the stuff gets done, if they, you know, if they do what they're told, we try to have some activity that's going to be fun on the weekend. Right. And this particular, week, last week, I was out at the school because I cooked a couple of ducks for Egyptian Day, and I went out there to my kid's school, and while I'm out there at Egyptian Day with all the other mommies, there were a few dads out there, too, so I wasn't the only dad that was there, but I was out there, and during the course of Egyptian Day...
Hey, Mike, it's King Tut on the phone.
Hey, King Tut was featured prominently.
We're doing a little Egyptian thing. How about some duck?
That's what they ate, apparently. Oh. Apparently they ate duck. That's Egyptians what Egyptians...
ate? Who would think that ducks...
Yeah, Egyptians ate duck.
Who would think that ducks could thrive in Egypt?
I wouldn't think so.
Ain't it too, like, sandy and, like, desert-like?
Well, I've never been to Egypt, and I know they have the pyramids out there, but I've never seen a lot of... But I guess ducks are out... Ducks are everywhere.
They're in denial.
Okay, Buzz.
Denial. It's wild out here.
No, ducks need water, though.
The Nile is a river.
Yeah, I know, but they don't have little duckies swimming down the Nile River.
I'm sure they do.
I bet they don't.
Well, they had, look,
they have, Mike, I've seen that movie with Michael Douglas. They have alligators in that river.
The list they said, they put the list up, the lady, one of the room mothers put the list up that said, here's what we need. We need dates, we need figs, we need all this, and on the list was duck. And I said, you know what? It looks like it's the most challenging, and mistakenly, I chose to roast the ducks, which, and I didn't know until I bought the ducks that the yield of a duck is 2 to 3 people. So I kind of blew that because ducks are a lot of fat and very little meat. So I had to really stretch the duck, so to speak. I had to stretch the duck. Yeah. I ended up cooking some chicken breast too and made a little chicken
tiger,
breast.
Down, tiger, that's why I stretched the duck.
But I cooked the duck, and during that Egyptian Day, when my daughter was dressed in her cute little Egyptian pharaoh outfit, she came running up to me and said, Daddy, can my best friend sleep over this weekend? And I said, well, her mother's there. I'll go talk to her. And I gave the mother my phone number. And said, you know, call me, we'll see if we can set this thing up. So I was very, very, you know, I was positive. I said, we can do this. And then I think probably that was Tuesday, and then towards the end of the week.
Oh, it was the snowstorm, right?
The snow was predicted, but the combination of the fact that snow wasn't predicted, and I hadn't heard back from the mommies, because as soon as Catherine has a sleepover, Elizabeth wants to have a sleepover. And I was fine with that. I can handle 4 kids. But because of the weather and because I hadn't heard back from anybody about this, I looked at the weather and said, maybe it's best that we do a rescheduling when I have more notice. And that's when things got bad. That's when things got really bummed out.
Talk about your kids going ballistic on you.
Yeah, they didn't really go ballistic. They were just incredibly disappointed.
My word, not yours. Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you that I know from all the years that Bart was in high school and in junior high and everything,
right?
That I don't want to speak for you,
right?
But I do know that there was a certain element among the mommies club to occasionally, if there was a breakup,
right,
that if it was the daddy's turn to do something,
yeah,
the mommies didn't necessarily always let the daddy know what was going on. And
right.
I know this because sometimes there would be events where, like, my kid, Bart, was going to be going to somebody's house, and there would be, like, a phone tree thing going.
Right.
And then they'd say, well, what about Johnny? And then somebody would say, but Johnny's daddy left, you know, or Johnny's mommy left. And
so you're saying my paranoia on that issue might be well-founded?
I did not know that you had paranoia on that issue.
I did. Well, because
I believe so.
Look, I think my disadvantage is that I'm not dealing with these people on a regular basis. So I don't know the people the same way. Now, one of the mommies, in fairness to one of the mommies, after I had made the decision on, I think it was Thursday, I had waited Thursday night for a phone call. I didn't get a phone call. I didn't realize I'd gotten an email. And the email, after I had already canceled everything and called my ex-wife and said, tell him I've got to cancel the sleepover, the email said, it would be great. We look forward to it. You know, she'll come home with your babysitter and Friday night, and we'll even pick our daughter up on Saturday. So, and that made me feel even worse, because really that meant that on Friday, her daughter was going to school and they were all talking and then they were going to get the bad news on, this is, I got to go back just to get the timeline right. This is Wednesday night into Thursday. So
also, I have to tell you part of what you're dealing with, and I know you know this, but I know it from seeing it on the other side, that it would be, especially like if it was a drop off of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you're waiting, and all the kids are there. Or we would come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a mom drop a kid off. But if it was, if there were other mommies that were there involved,
right?
You know, they would all get in a pack together and talk,
mm-hmm.
Like the animals that they are, these women. And then, God forbid, the guy pulls up in the red sports car, you know, and he's got his son with him.
With his scarf on.
And, but, you know,
hello, ladies.
It doesn't really matter. The guy could have been driving a Volkswagen thing,
mm-hmm.
But he comes pulling up, and right away you hear the.
God, I hope not. I don't think so.
How is Billy doing? Oh my God! They both came. Oh no! And then
I hope not.
And then really they would do. Incredibly turn it on. They would go over. They would go. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jack, how are you? How's everything going? And then as soon as the car would drive away and the little kid would run around, they would go like that bastard.
Oh God!
And I mean, Mike. I know your situation is not one that you can speak about,
mm-hmm.
With who did what to who or what the circumstances were.
Right.
But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that mm-hmm. sometimes that I would it. Pile on the dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when they would drive away and I'd be standing out there with Frida.
Thanks a lot.
And all the other dads.
I know I speak for all the dads out there.
All the other moms. Well, only to the real overtly dicky
like
ones.
Like the overtly midlife crisis dads, like the guys that do show up in the sports car.
Yeah, because there were those dads.
Right, exactly.
Of course.
And with those dads, I would stand out there. And again, because, you know, I'm a mess, but the one thing I had going for me was family through and through. Mm-hmm. So I could stand out there and go, yeah. You know, and from my standpoint, it felt great to stand out there for once. And
with
like
the mommies?
Yeah, and stand out there with the mommies as he drives away and go, well, he just doesn't know the life he's missing.
Oh.
He has no idea. That poor sap. Well, I hope all that young poontang is worth it. All I know is I would never trade this for anything, darling. What an ass that man is. I did it a few times.
Sure. Well, you know, I understand how that all works.
But I think that you, although you're saying that you didn't have the mommies conspiring against you.
No, I did not. No, I know I didn't. And in fact, one of the mommies did communicate with me on a regular basis. So it was not, you know, it wasn't that. But the fact remains that they were looking forward to this. They haven't had a sleepover at my new house yet, so I know they were jacked up about it. And I canceled it because I hadn't gotten the communication and because the weather and the distance that I would have to travel, right. I was a little worried about going out west, they'd say, when you know, where, right. and I think both of these kids live fairly far out west. So it was one of those situations where I did that, and then, you know, it just all hell broke loose, you know, because it was Thursday. It was the phone call that I got, I think, Thursday night, with my kids crying and, you know, sobbing, and really crying like they haven't cried to me in a long time.
Wow.
I pick up the phone and I see that it's my ex-wife's number, and I pick up the phone and, you know, expecting it'll be whatever, you know, arrangements right. for the weekend. And the phone, I'd mentioned this last week, and the phone was just like,
over.
And I'm just,
let me guess,
this is Thursday night, when I was in, as you can imagine, just a good mood anyway.
What'd
and it
you
was
do? You just let him fester all day and then say,
I get the impression.
Call your daddy when he's done with the show.
I get the impression that it was that they were going on and on about it so much that it was finally just, I can see her with the phone going, call him. Because fortunately, I don't get those kind of phone calls all the time.
Right.
And I get this call, and I have to be kind of a hard ass about it, because I'm like, look, I already made the decision. That's it. Can't change it right now. I promise you that the next time we're all together, we can have a sleepover. You know, God, the next time, I think I have to invite half the school over. I think it was one of those deals, but it lingered. And that's the thing that surprised me. Flash forward to Friday, where I'm sitting there going, you know, get done with the show here. Everything was fine. So I thought, and get into my,
Joe,
get into my car, mm-hmm. and, Carla calls me, and I say, hey, is everybody there? Did the babysitter bring the kids back? He said, yeah. Yeah. I said, everything okay? So, yeah, Catherine didn't say hi to me at all. She just turned around and asked the babysitter if she could stay. She seems to be mad. And I'm like, oh, God. I said, is this the sleepover? Yeah, this is the sleepover.
So let me get this straight. So you had a sitter so that you and Carla could go out on Friday
night. No. I have a sitter because Carla works, and the sitter picks up the kids at school and waits till Carla gets to my house, and that's it.
But the kids were still, even though you're not having the sleepover,
right.
The kids are still spending the weekend
with me.
With you.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And we're getting, I'm psyched because it's going to be the snow, and
right.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fine. So Carla gives me this, that we have bad moods, that we have lingering bad moods, that the sleepover is very much still an issue, that it has not been resolved yet, which, you know, they're little kids, that's going to happen. But it just was, you know, hey, I was really, I think it really indicated I was going to have the weekend of weekends. It was going to be a really good time. Now, meanwhile, Carla's feeling like crap. So she's not 100%, and she's been feeling this way for like a week, where she's got a cold, she's been to the doctor, she's got decongestants, she's feeling like garbage. So her, you know, resistance to this is down. And normally she has a great time with the kids. There's no problem at all with this. We don't have traditional problems that some people have,
right.
Because it's not a traditional situation. You know, this is not, you know, this is not the woman that daddy left mommy for. It doesn't work like that. So
Carla is closer in age to your daughter.
That is probably,
they can play on that.
Statistically,
level as well.
You are accurate, as much as, and my own family reminds me of that constantly. But I get home, and I'm prepared for this, but I wasn't prepared. I was prepared for the comment that was made, that Carla said, that Catherine had said, when Daddy gets home, I'm going to give him a really weak hug because of the sleepover.
Wow, inspiring.
This is her evilness, you know. This is the sweetest girl in the world. Really,
yeah.
She is such a sweetheart.
She's
this is how
you.
Evil. But as much as I kind of laugh at that, I'm still like bumming because I know I'm going to have to deal with this crap. And it's really dragging me down. And I walk in, I see Carla in the kitchen, and she looks at me, and she says, first words out of her mouth, they're in there. Watching a movie. Carla's in the kitchen by herself 90% of the time. They'll all be out in the kitchen doing something, having fun. Carla's sitting at the bar in the kitchen, the kitchen breakfast bar, going, they're in there.
Okay.
And with the eyebrows up, watching a movie. And I go walking around the corner, and I open the door, and I'm like, I low-key it. I'm like, hello, girls. And I get the death look from both of them. I get the, hi, Dad. I said, okay, you got it out of your system. I know you're mad about the sleepover. The sleepover is not going to happen. So let's move by this. And this is when I bring out this is technically not a lie.
Okay.
But this is a strategy because
all right.
I said,
a retelling?
This is a retelling of the tale. I look at them and I go, look, I know what we're not going to have the sleepover, but Daddy's got a big surprise plan. And maybe this
liar.
Well, wait a minute.
Liar.
Let me tell you something. The only lie part is that I haven't figured it out yet. I am fully intending to do it, so I don't consider that.
Right.
I'm going to come up with something, and that something turned out to be I was going to have a little, because I'm not going to be with them on Valentine's Day, I'm going to have a little Valentine's party, surprise party, and which I did. It ended up that I did that, and things got a little better after that.
Huh.
But it came to a head Saturday because they go to sleep on Friday. Everything's cool. They're not, you know, they get by it. In fact, it's kind of forgotten for a while. But, you know, my whole deal was it's going to snow on Saturday.
Right.
It's going to snow on Saturday. And we did get the snow, but we got the snow overnight on Saturday.
Very late. Yeah.
So Saturday was spent half the day waiting for the snow, and it kind of started, and then it would stop. Then we get rain, it's one of those, and I'm getting pissed off.
You had canceled the sleepover because they predicted we were going to get a blizzard. We had no snow.
Right. I avoided the subject, but very easily, if we were, you know, engaging in debate, my daughters both could have said, Dad, you had, you had all day on Saturday to take these kids home. It would have been fine without a problem. But I'm not a meteorologist, but I play one on TV, so I didn't do that. It was fine. It came to a head where all weekend long, the girls are kind of not picking up after themselves. And they're at the age now where I'm trying to put the hammer down about that. Oh, I said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm supposed to. That's how I put it.
So much a part
that's
of your vocabulary.
Some slack.
That's
he's,
how
he's
I do it.
He's opening a vein here right
I
now.
I am.
You know, he's opening up a vein.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Call Beth Ann. Ask her when we're going to get him on the show. And I'm really trying to make sure that they do this. And they weren't doing it because it was all the stuff we're gathering for the snow, and everybody's got cabin fever because we're staying in the house, and they've just been dumping stuff around. So it becomes apparent that we have to go out because we have to get them a couple of things they're going to need if we're really, the forecasts are getting worse and worse and worse.
Right.
So we go out and we go to the, we go to Dick's.
Mm-hmm.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes. Right.
And I've been riding them for not picking stuff up and saying, you know, please do that. Make sure you do that.
And then I have a gay daughter.
Oh, that's
it's Dick Cheney Sporting Goods.
Dick Cheney.
Which I go, and we go into the Sporting Goods.
And then I have a gay daughter.
Pick out a, like, snow pants is what we were looking for. Snow pants, uh-huh. And I think a couple of pairs of gloves. And at this point, Catherine's trying stuff on, and she leaves her coat on the ground, and I said, Catherine, pick your coat up. We got everything we need. Let's go right now. And she goes, I said, come on, Catherine, don't be lazy. We're going to go have fun in the snow. Pick your coat up. She goes, well, Daddy, you work a half a day. And at that point, I'm just going, and I'm trying to control myself. You know, I'm really trying. You can't. I don't want to be one of those fathers that, you know, but I'm like, I don't. So I'm sucking it up.
Where would she hear that?
I have no earthly idea. I don't. But I'm sitting there. I don't know. But I did mention that. I said, I don't know where you heard that. But Daddy works very hard to take care of everybody.
Maybe your daughter just had high blood pressure that day.
Who knows what it was. But you know what? It was. You might think it was small. You might think it was a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
It cut me. Sure. It cut me
like a razor. Did you want to stand up on top of a chair and not raise your voice, but lecture her and say, not only does Daddy not work a half a day, but do you realize that Daddy also makes hamburgers? Daddy doesn't just talk as a funny man on the radio now. Daddy has to make hamburgers and calamari at night.
It made me feel like I was so, because of everybody, color me put into a full-fledged depression for the weekend.
You didn't at least come back with
I did thing. Come back with something. I can't say what I came back
did,
with.
Did you come, was it something about?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, you could have come back.
And you know what? And you know, I kicked myself in the ass for that because that's out of line. That is my rule never to do that. But I was so pissed that I said something. And it wasn't that bad, but it was just like, you know, it was.
Did you use the C word?
No, stop it. No, of course not. No. I was just, you know,
Girls,
I'm trying to make sure everybody's going to have a good time. I want to have a good time in the snow. I want to do it. And it just was, it was horrible. It was horrible. And it was a combination, I think, that maybe on Thursday night they hadn't gotten enough sleep, and I let them stay up a little later on Friday. I'm all about the sleep thing. Those girls, if you give, you know, little girls 10 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep, 9 hours of sleep, they're different kids than if they go to bed late and wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Anybody who has kids knows this. I mean, that's the way it goes. But it was just real. When she said that, I was hitting the solar plexus, and it just sucked. And I realized, you know, that I try not to think about the situation, but at moments like that, the whole situation and the whole, you know, you dealt with the hand that God gave you, and sometimes the cards are not that great. It just sucked, and I was really, I was in a tailspin for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
I really was in a tailspin. And Sunday, we get up, and the snow is on the ground. It's great. I had a little Valentine's party where I had gone out and gotten, you know, the cheapo crap that you get, like the Valentine's crap that you buy at any store.
Right.
That is incredibly, and I got to say, incredibly overpriced, which I didn't realize until I happened to look at one of the prices for, like, a plastic heart bank, and it was $5.99, something that probably cost 11 cents to make. But I hide this all over the house, and I put their names on the tags for, you know, Catherine or Elizabeth or Kat or E,
right,
or for all of these things, and they have it. And that goes over great. And I, you know, and I'm sitting there totally manipulated by 10-year-old and 8-year-old. I'm sitting there, huh?
Is this better than a sleepover? Isn't this better? Isn't this better than a sleepover? Carla, get the wine out. And then we have cabin fever. Carla's not feeling well, so she takes a nap. She comes downstairs after she takes a nap. In the meantime, I had gone outside with the girls, and I'd made a little cocoa, but we didn't have any chocolate syrup. So I took Hershey's Kisses that were left over from Christmas, melted them in the saucepan with the milk, and did that. And, you know, in a simple dish, which we should have had the mix lying around just to make it.
Correct.
It, you know, takes me 6 hours to make this hot cocoa as I'm waiting for these things. And I leave some wrappers around. Carla comes down from the nap and comes out to me and says, "You really have to talk to the girls." I said, "Why? You just took a nap for 2 hours. What's going on?" "You have to talk to the girls because there are Hershey's Kisses wrappers all over the kitchen." I'm like, "I did the Hershey Kisses wrappers. It's not the kid." "Well, everybody, please try to get along. Please. Please. I'm doing the best I can. I canceled the sleepover. I had the Valentine's Day party. Please, everyone. Find me the mulled wine."
Mulled wine.
Yes, mulled wine.
"If you would only work a full day, Mike."
Ah, yes. "If I only worked a full day. If I only worked a full day. That would be fine. That would be A-OK." But I am happy to say that on Monday, which they had a day off on Monday. Really? And the last piece of the puzzle?
Yeah.
They have a day off, not because of the snow. They were parent-teacher conferences.
Right.
Which I am really looking forward to because it has been, they canceled it the last time they were doing. Something came up where they had to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be the first time that I've had a chance to sit down with all of Catherine's teachers and Elizabeth's teachers and really get a handle on what's going on.
Right. How they're doing.
And they canceled it, but they don't, and I check it at 7:30 in the morning, and I see it's been rescheduled, not 9:30, but 10 o'clock is when they start, so they're moving everything up. I get them all ready to go, and then I get a call from my ex, they canceled it. And it turns out the guy that was supposed to plow the driveway after the left his snow plow out in the middle of the, you know, the school parking lot and left that, and I didn't find that out, and I'm all ready to go, and it was the last tiny little thing of...
It might be the mommy thing again.
Of the sun weekend.
It might be the mommies again.
No, this was the school screwing this up.
The phone tree thing.
This was the school screwing this up.
Didn't your school have a phone tree, though?
They have a phone tree. They have an alert system, and none of it, the decision was made at 8 o'clock because it wasn't determined that they couldn't get the driveway ready until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So that was it. And that was just a tiny little thing. But I'm happy to say that as my ex-wife came over to pick up the girls, and I said goodbye, everything seemed to be A-okay. But we also had a little...
"Bye, Daddy. Daddy, we're doing good in math. Next week, you'll work 2.5 days over 5 days."
Absolutely. So long. You know I love them.
Sure.
I know you love them. Love them.
I know
I
you
do. And it was... That comment, I think there are moments where it all becomes clear, you know, the situation that you're in. And I think
that's where you gotta just bite your tongue from, because I know that you're young at this point. So, you know, hey, this doing pretty good for working half a day, aren't I? how about cut your dad some slack? Huh? I mean, wait till
they are the greatest kids in the world.
Wait till they get older.
I love them.
Wait till they get older, and you can backtalk. just like with my kid. Christ.
What is that age, incidentally, when you can give it back a little bit?
Well, with boys, different than
20?
Girls.
Yeah. 20.
With boys, I'd say like 11 and 12. When Bart would start saying, or even when Frieda would say something, I mean, sometimes they would double team me with that same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, "Oh, yeah. Daddy's got it so tough. Are you going to go in and make fun with your jokes today? Are you going to have fart jokes today?" I would say to them, "Yes, talk all you like. This is the house that fart jokes built."
That's right.
You know that nice book bag that you're wearing on your arm there, boy? You know what that is? That's 5 boner jokes. I mean, I would really literally say that to them.
Well, I look forward to it when it gets to that point. Right now, I got to keep it in check.
Right.
I got to keep it in check. But it's just a combination of circumstances.
That was too much.
John and Mike show.
Hey, John and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, at any point did you want to say, "Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street?"
"Because, Dad, I am not one of your fans."
God.
Now pick that jacket up. Don't be lazy. But you only work half a day. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers and a thumb.
Right. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I know that's you.
That's me. Boom.
And right in the
bang,
middle.
Bang, zoom.
Right in the middle of target. That's where you would do it, too. With everybody watching.
Dick.
Excuse me, right in the middle.
Dick Cheney Sporting Goods. That's right.
Dick Cheney Sporting Goods.
Yeah. It makes me realize.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
It makes me realize how good I have it most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, for a variety of reasons, for them and for me. I think that's everything works rather smoothly. It really does.
And
this was the first one that
we got a break.
The biggest thing about kids, though, you do kind of have to. You got to think a couple of steps ahead sometimes, mm-hmm. and I should have probably.
That's hard.
But you know, I didn't have that 10-day forecast.
How's your wife's work? Your ex-wife's work schedule.
Now you know we can't talk about anything like that.
I was just curious.
Yeah, you know that you know I'm not allowed to.
Okay, I was just curious. That's all. Yeah, maybe that could be brought up as well.
You know I'm not allowed to say that on the radio.
I bet you did. I bet that's what you said.
And the best of my knowledge, that little piece of paper. Neither can you.
Okay,
my friend.
Okay, my friend.
All right, very good.
Got it, my friend.
No problem.
You got it. Oh boy.
I know.
Boy, oh
I know.
Boy.
I know.
Boy, oh boy.
I know.
Girls, if you only knew.
It's.
Sit down, and Daddy's going to tell you a story.
No, that'll be quite enough. Have I mentioned I love your hat today? I do. I love your hat. The Clemson hat looks good.
You are just trying to change the topic.
Nah, change the topic. That's
look at you. Look at you. Your tell is, again, the folded arms.
I fold my arms whether I'm happy or uptight.
No, you don't.
I do.
Check it out.
I do. I have one thing to tell you.
What?
Don and Mike to break.
Here's another tell too.
I'm
off that topic.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Here's another tell though with you.
Yeah.
Like when we get close to something like that, where
yes.
I promised you I won't, and I
the water
close to it. No. Oh, well, the water. Is
I hit
when
the water hard when, the when I'm uptight.
The water is like when someone on the phone pisses you off.
Mm-hmm.
That you go to the water.
Right.
But this is it a lot of times.
Stroking the chin?
The stroking of the chin.
Now you
stroking
got,
of the beard.
You've misinterpreted that. You know what that is when I'm doing that? I'm having a flashback. I'm right. Thinking about something that happened just the other day.
No, and I take it back. It's not that. It's this. It's the total over the mustache.
Yeah.
It's like when Hughes comes in and says, I've got to shut the door. We've got to talk. Mm-hmm. I notice right away.
I went to that.
You go,
tracing your mouth with your fingers.
All right.
Can't you tell?
Well, I got to change that.
Yeah, and you know,
since we'll be playing poker again, I got to change
that. You know what my tell is? A horrible flatulence.
That room was horrible the other day.
I cannot hide it.
And the sound as well.
I can't hide it.
Really? I mean, it sounds just like two pieces of, wet leather slapping together as soon as he comes into the office.
Okay, that's my tell. Here comes the boss.
But now everything
the
is...
boss. Hold on, I just called Hughes the boss. That's a joke.
Now everything is just fine.
Good. Okay, good.
Everything's back to normal.
Right.
So yeah, except for Joe. That's a joke, too. That is a joke, too. It is. Everything's good. Everything really is right back where it should be.
Okay. Glad to hear it.
And I think I have to do a sleepover next time I have them. Not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Can we come?
Yes. Yes. Bring the kids.
No, I just want to.
We'll
go.
Toast tomorrow. Just you, Rob.
Just me.
That'll be fun. Rob, and I'll. Can you wear like a suit?
Yes.
Can you wear like a bunny suit? Kids, not only do you have a sleepover, but a giant bunny is coming over.
A giant drunk bunny.
Bunny the giant Bex beer storyteller.
Yeah, you get him like in a John Wayne Gacy outfit, like one of those clown outfits.
Here he is. He's gonna do balloon animals for you. They all look like intestines. What's wrong? They all look like intestines, Daddy.
Hi, kids. I'm Sucko the Clown. Now I'm going to make you something. Hey, what's your name? Elizabeth. Hey, your daddy only works half a day, doesn't he? I'm going to make you half a giraffe. Okay, enough of that.
Sucko the Clown.
We'll be back. Maybe your phone calls. Maybe, although maybe. We're on a good roll without you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always dangerous to invite you in.
Very scary.
Oh, I do want to tell you that later today, we will be doing a game involving you, our beloved unwashed listeners.
Yes.
Now, follow me on this. It's the home version of Isn't That Something? / How About That?
Oh,
however, a new change today.
Mm-hmm.
A new phrase. I'll be damned.
From Pulp Fiction.
And that is how you must say it.
I'll be damned.
For instance, Mike, yeah. I'll be whatever tool it is that we get on. And we're going to have our listeners call in the next hour, and you'll participate. The person that gets it in the most naturally will win Louis Black tickets and $100. Like, for instance. So, I don't know. What is the topic? It's green tea?
No, it's Jerry Garcia tea.
Jerry Garcia tea. So, hello, I'm the Jerry Garcia tea man.
Yeah, how long have you been making your tea?
Oh, about 35 years. It's fantastic.
Damn, is it hard to make tea?
It's not hard at all. You take the leaf and you leave it outside.
I'll be damned if I didn't think it was the hardest thing in the world.
Here's all I would request.
I'll be damned.
There you go.
Well, that's going to make it a little more forced there. I like that. That'll make it more of a challenge.
I'll be damned.
Isn't tea the thing they threw in the harbor in Boston?
Right. That's right.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. So stay by your radio for the premiere of I'll Be Damned.
I'll be damned.
And Buzz,
yes.
Got to ask you.
All right.
Why do you keep wiping? I mean, wiping your brow. I've noticed you doing that, and I'm trying not to bring it up on the air.
Are you feeling feverish?
No, I'm fine.
He's done it all the time.
Sometimes I just get oily, and I'm just wiping off the excess shine.
You don't look particularly oily.
No, I know, but look at this.
Are you going to show us the wipey thing you use?
Wait a second. If I put this against something dark, that's just, you see that corner?
Oh, dear.
That oil stain on that paper towel.
So is that what you're doing? You fold up a paper towel.
Yeah.
And then I notice you're actually like.
And then you just blot the grease off your forehead.
As long as that's all he's wiping. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
But you're okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I never felt better.
I've noticed for a couple of days.
Oh, like, I've been doing it for months, really.
I know, but in the last couple of days.
I see my reflection in the window that separates us, and sometimes I see my head is glowing like the moon.
Well, you're not stressed out or anything, are you?
No, not at all.
Hey, you only work a half a day.
That's right.
Oh, less than half a day. Yeah, he's only really on the last hour of the show.
So add that up.
Yeah,
I'll give that equation to my kids for school.
Tell your daughters, you know a guy only works an hour a day.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.